भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Morning, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, title status quo, chapter 22, entitled The Marriage of Kardama Muni and Devahuti, text number 11. Tat praticcha dvijagriye maam. Shraddhayopahritam maya sarvatmana rupam te graha medishu karmasu karmasu tat praticcha dvijagriye maam Shadayo prahatam maya sarvatmana nurupam te graha medishu karmasu tat praticcha dvijagriye maam Shadayo prahatam maya sarvatmana nurupam te graha medishu karmasu word-to-word meaning tat therefore praticha please accept dvija agriya O best of the Brahmanas, Imam, her, Shraddhaya, with faith, Upaharitam, offered as a presentation, Maya, by me, Sarva Atmana, in every way, Anurupam, suitable te for you graha medishu in the household karmasu duties translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai translation therefore please accept her O chief of the brahmanas For I offer her with faith and she is in every respect fit to be your wife and take charge of your household duties. Purport The word graha medishu karmasu mean in household duties. Another word is also used here, sarvatmana anurupam. The purport is that a wife should not only be equal to her husband in age, character and qualities, but must be helpful to him in his household duties. The household duty of a man is not to satisfy his sense gratification, but to remain with a wife and children and at the same time attain advancement in spiritual life. One who does not do so is not a householder, but a grahamedi. Two words are used in Sanskrit literature. One is grahastha and the other is grahamedi. The difference between grahamedi and grahastha is that grahastha is also an ashram or spiritual order, but if one simply satisfies his senses as a householder, then he is a grahamedi. For a grahamedi to accept a wife means to satisfy the senses. But for a grahastha, a qualified wife is an assistant in every respect for advancement in spiritual activities. It is the duty of the wife to take charge of household affairs and not to compete with the husband. A wife is meant to help, but she cannot help her husband unless he is completely equal to her in age, character, and quality. Om Agyanati Mrandasya Agyananjana Salakya Sakshurun Militamena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namagas Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitamena Vrutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sa Sri Rupam Sagar Satam Saganaratam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sahavadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Saganaralita Sri Vishakanvitam Sa हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसारी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा सेक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ सेंट डिवोटीज सो इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम where here Swayambhuva Manu is meeting Kardama Muni. So here Swayambhuva Manu, who is the emperor of this universe, he is offering her daughter in marriage to Kardama. So he is expressing his desire. So in purport, Srila Prabhupada in the stress two times, in the starting and in the end, he says the purpose is that a wife should one not only be equal to her in husband in age, character and qualities, but must be helpful to him in his household duties. And the later last purpose again stressing the same point, a wife is meant to help, but she cannot help her husband unless he is completely equal to her in age, character and quality. So the marriage both has to be equal in character and in quality and nature. So we see it's a traditional way of getting married. So in the earlier section, Kardama is actually introducing Devahuti according to his purpose or suitability to Kardama Muni. Swayambhuva Manu introducing Devahuti. And there Prabhupada actually writes, there is no question of independent choice for choosing the husband. So, it's not given, responsibility for the daughter to choose her own husband. And that we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday also Prabhu was saying, we see in the pastime of Rukmini, marrying Krishna. So whole pastime actually unfold when Parikshit Maharaj asked this question. Sukhdev Goswami is saying that Balram married to king of king of Raivata, daughter of the king, and Krishna defeated the army of Mahada and Jarasan and then married Rukmini in Rakshasa style. So then Parikshit Maharaj asked this, can you explain? Because if you see the pastime of Rukmini, and marrying Krishna actually kidnaps Rukmini and Mary. So it looks like apparently contradiction. So if we go, you know, we'll discuss that pastime today. So actually, it is not that Rukmini alone wanted to get married to Krishna. Rukmini's father was Bhishmaka. Everyone wants Krishna to be the husband of Rukmini, even the father. But Rukmi, who is the brother of Rukmini, Rukmini has five brothers, elder brothers. And the first brother was Rukmi. He doesn't want to get Rukmini to marry to Krishna because of envy. He doesn't like Krishna. Because he is an elder brother and he misused the position and, you know, the power, and he wants to get married Rukmini to Shishupal. So here because Bhishmaka was attached to Rukmi, like we see this time and again in Dhritarashtra, you know, get attached to Duryodhan. Because of this attachment, the whole war took place. So similarly, he was attached to the elder son, so he couldn't able to check him. But he is a pious king. So in traditionally, how Rukmini got attracted to Krishna is not by seeing. She didn't see Krishna. She got attracted to Krishna by hearing process. So she heard the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the sages who visited the kingdom. So the Bhishmaka invite the sages. Sages used to come to visit Bhishmaka and sing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that way she got attracted. So, but now in modern days, we give a lot of stress on seeing. So we can see how this hearing process is actually stress, because you have to see Krishna through your ear. So that's how, you know, Rukmini got attracted by hearing about Krishna. But interestingly, the sages or saint, normally they don't visit kings. Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, who is a grand guru of Srila Prabhupada, he was staying in Navadvip, and one time they invited him to Calcutta. He said, this is 100 years before, it happened 100 years before. He said, I don't want to go to Calcutta because, you know, it's city. I don't want to go there and meet these business people and things like that. I'm happy here. And so generally the sages and saying they don't visit the king, because even, you know, we can see from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu was not, initially was not giving audience to Pratap Rudra Maharaj. Even in 7th canto, we see when Narada Muni discussing with Yudhishthira Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj was glorifying Prahlad Maharaj. But then Narada Muni says, the kings and everyone come, the sages come to your palace because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is living with you. So similarly, the devotee, when the kings are very pious and their devotee, then the sages come and visit them. So from that glorification of the sages, Rukmini got attracted to Krishna. And she, what she did is, she didn't, you know, stayed in the palace thinking that Krishna will come. She actually did her effort. What she did is, she sent a messenger. A messenger with a, you know, confidential message. And she sent that Brahmana messenger to visit Krishna. So here, she did put her effort. She was not, you know, impractical in that way. She was practically, you know, making some effort. It's like, you know, effort to be with Krishna. And then obviously Krishna gave his grace, blessing. So similarly in our practice, we have to do. If we cannot simply sit behind and thinking that Krishna will help. And so we have to do something to attract Krishna. So similarly, she did her part. She sent that messenger. And interesting is how Krishna received the messenger. So here in this section we see when Kardama had the darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Svayambhu Manu was coming, he knew, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead said, in 2 days' time, Svayambhu Manu will come and visit you and he will offer his daughter. But Kardama, when he saw Svayambhu Manu, he didn't straight away say, oh, I know, you know, what the purpose, you come, you give your daughter and go. There is a proper etiquette is happening here. The Brahmin, you know, receiving the king, and how the king actually glorifying the Brahmanas, and then how Kardama is glorifying the Kshatriya, how the protection. And even, you know, he was not concerned. He was asking how everything you are able to manage and what is the purpose you visited. So this is how, you know, they treat the guest and treat the people. So in that way, Krishna, actually when the messenger came, Krishna came down and then he gave him, you know, the food, and then he had enough rest. Then Krishna massages his feet. He's massaging the feet. And then he's asking how everyone in your, you know, how the king able to, you know, take care of all the citizens in your place. Is everything okay? And then he is asking finally, okay, now how can I help you? Or tell me what is the reason. Then the messenger gives the message, confidential message to Krishna. So we see different, you know, difference of how, you know, Kali Yuga degradation. We see in our, you know, we say, you know, Aditi Devoba, any guest coming, how we receive. And now we know only beware of dogs, right? So we say, you know, even so immersed in their own activities, always the door is open, you know. There's no, everyone come in and they take whatever and they go also. And in Bhavatam we see earlier the chapter, when 4 Kumaras trying to enter Vaikuntha, we see the consequences of not receiving the guest properly. So Jai Vijay was there, they actually stopped them with the staff. So that actually made 4 Kumaras angry. They said, these people are imposter. What kind of duality they are having? How can they can be in Vaikuntha? They are posing themselves a big person, but they don't know how to behave. So they are fit to go to material world. They are not supposed to be here. Then they cursed. So we can see. And also how in the earlier of Srimad Bhagavatam, the curse of Brahmana boy. So we see the extreme. And so when Krishna was reading and receiving the messenger and reading the message, so Rukmini giving full detail, because she is from Kshatriya, you know, background. She is a bold, courageous lady. She knows all the politics and things, and she exactly gives Krishna, when you have to come and take me. Where, you know, because She said, don't come, you know, the palace inner chambers where there all people will be there. Because there is a big, you know, scene. They knew Krishna and Balram going to come. And there are again, there are party of people, you know, who are not happy. Like Salya, Sisupal, Jarasandha, Dantavakra, Pandranga. So these people are there. They are with the armies. They are guarding the palace. So she said, you come to, like, before the marriage, the bride is taken, to near temple, Ambika temple. So that time you can kidnap. So then Krishna comes and that time and then kidnaps Rukmini. Krishna, you know, in Bhavatam explains, Krishna is like the lion who kidnaps Rukmini in amongst the jackals. But interestingly, they are also thinking the same way. Jarasandha is saying, oh, Krishna is like the jackal which took away the, you know, thing when the lions are guarding. No. So this is how, you know, the perception is. You know, how they perceive the same analogy used, you know. And so when Krishna kidnaps Rukmini, is an interesting thing. So Shishupal was, you know, he was completely, you know, expecting that Rukmini will be mine. He's already, you know, thinking. But when that was not happening, he was totally devastated. So earlier Jarasandha was saying, okay, we will able to manage and defeat Krishna and Balram. This will happen nicely. But then when Krishna kidnapped, so Jarasandha is, you know, consoling Sisupal. It is little, you know, funny because he is giving philosophy. So Jarasandha is saying, don't worry. This is just, you know, happiness and distress in this world. It's like, you know, a boy sincerely trying to love a girl, but that girl rejected or something. Then the friends are there, right? They come, hey, 100 girls are there for you. This is okay. Don't worry, you know. We've seen that. So that, you know, that kind of talk is going on. So Jarasandha is saying, you know, oh, you know, don't worry. Happiness and distress come, you know. And then he's saying, see, with 23 kings and army, I went and Krishna, 17 times he defeated me. This small army, what he will do? So that's the problem, like that you're saying. And finally he's saying, actually, you know, what's the reason? The reason is time. Now the time is favorable to Krishna. That's why he kidnapped Rukmini and he won. So time will come to us. When the time come to us, we will defeat Krishna. Now don't worry, go back, like that he's saying. So, you know, earlier, you know, 5 minutes back, he was boasting. All the kings are thinking, you know, we can able to control Krishna. When that, you know, when it changed, you know, they you know, consoling. He's like, he's speaking like, you know, in future, we will do it. Don't worry, we will do it. You know, we defeated. So, we see that kind of, you know, interaction. And the when Krishna took Rukmini in the chariot, he is, you know, so affectionate, saying, don't worry, do not worry, that this army will be defeated by your army. So Krishna is sharing the whole thing in identity, saying, is everything belongs to you. This is affection. Then, and the this is the Prabhupada writes there, the marriage, it's the Varnashram. Earlier this section talks about the Varnashram. Earlier it was discussing the glories of Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, and the Varnashram is a system where it has to help and enhance our devotional service. So the occupation, Prabhupada writes earlier, there are two kinds of occupation in this material world. So one, both are sense gratification. So one is sense gratification for ourselves, and another is satisfying the transcendental senses of Krishna. So that is Prabhupada gives the definition of, you know, demons and demigods. Demons are nothing but they're trying to satisfy their own senses, but demigods are who wants to satisfy the transcendental senses of Krishna. So this because the it's easily that sometimes, you know, we heard I want to get married so I'll be happy, you know, not saying in a negative way, but the thing is, marriage, you know, is like, you know, normally it is then equal to the same thing which we say, if I have this car then I'll be happy, or if I have that I'll be happy. So that is not the purpose of marriage or, you know, grihastha ashram. So it is like the happiness, self-realization is the only thing, or, you know, Krishna consciousness is the only thing which makes you happy. But then there is a demand of mind and senses, and that can agitate and then it can derail you. So to have that kind of support and social status, then this ashram is provided, different ashram. So one can place oneself in that, because, as you know, as a spirit soul is transcendental, but we have material body. So to that extent where we can place ourselves comfortably and then practice our self-realization, that is the purpose of varnashram. It is not the other way around, that I take, you know, devotion so that my varnashram, you know, my ashram is happy. No, that is not the purpose. And this varnashram, grihastha ashram, is having a license to have procreation. So that doesn't mean that we can do anything. Like, for example, we have license to drive, so that doesn't mean that we can break the rules of traffic. Even though we have license, still we have to follow. Because the prescribed, you know, Prabhupada writes in that Bhagavad Gita that everyone do yajna. The grihastha ashram, the yajna is, you know, giving up the sense gratification. And the purpose of varnashram is to make us gradual progress to pure devotional service. Because devotional service, bhakti, is completely unconditional and it is free from personal desire. But we are not on that stage. But we do have some kind of desire, but that has to be regulated and that has to be, you know, minimized gradually. So the varnashram system helps us to gradually come to the, you know, pure devotional service. And the we cannot at the same time abandon the whole, you know, ashram. We see the consequences. Like, for example, in the Bhagavad Gita, we see the in the first chapter how by Arjuna is, you know, posing that by the, you know, by killing the elders in the family, then the dynasty is degraded, and then we get Varnashankara. So in Prabhupada writes that the children are, you know, prone to misguided, and the women's are prone to degradation. So both are vulnerable and need protection. So that in that way, the society will have good population. Because the free mixing of opposite sexes is happened when the varnashram system collapses actually. Because then everyone have their independent choice and you know there is no proper guidance. Then the problem come, then Varnashankara. So that's where the Varnashram is divided. But main thing is, Krishna says that these are divided on the basis of guna and karma, not by janma, not by birth. The brahmanas, you know, kshatriya, vaishya and sudra. I remember one time we had one, my father had a friend. He used to come home. And then, you know, my relative. So he is a good friend. But he comes home because he can eat meat in our place. Because he's a brahmana. He's a so-called brahmana. So he cannot have anything at his place. So he comes home and have meat. And then the funny part is, he gives a CD. Actually, he's a playback singer. So he gives me his new release. And he sings only devotional songs. Ayyappa Padalgal. This is a new release, like, you know. So he say, you know, take. That time, you know, you don't know anything. Now I can relate, you know, it's like, totally, you know. So this not by birth that one, you know, determine this. And here Prabhupada writes, the difference between Graha Medhi and Grahastha is that Grahastha is also an ashram or spiritual order. But if one simply satisfies senses as a householder, then he is a Grahamedhi. For a Grahamedhi to accept a wife means to satisfy the senses. But for a Grahastha, a qualified wife is an assistant in every respect for advancement in spiritual activities. So here we see both very important. Like, you know, for example, I was reading actually, that for every man's success, there is a woman behind. This is actually, one question was asked to a sannyasi in ISKCON. He was giving class and one audience asked a question, like, you know, for every man's success, there is a woman behind. That does apply to you as well, like that, yeah. So, the sannyasi replied, yes. So he said, for me, Radharani is there to protect me, to save. So the Shakti is there. We call Hare Krishna. Hare is representing the Shakti. And Shaktiman is Krishna. So and even Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, among women, he says that seven opulences, fine speech, you know, memory, intelligence, steadfastness, patience. So, another way, even we can see from Bhavatam that approaching husband for a non-devotional purpose. You see the example of Diti. In the end of sixth canto, we see pastime where Diti is serving Kashyapa Muni very nicely. The purpose is not to get, you know, favor. The purpose is to get a son who can kill Indra. So this is the purpose. And the you know, that is again, she when she gave this, asking this benediction, Kashyapa was actually, you know, shattered. He said, "How, you know, this is what you were serving me nicely." Even we can see that in Ramayana as well, when Dasharatha Maharaj was, you know, happily, but Kaikeyi, you know, she asked a boon. And then eventually she became, in Diti, Kashyapa gave her some process of purification where she followed and she became favorable. But the initial intention is not that, you know, approaching, either man approaching in, you know, Grihastha Ashram is not the intention of satisfying his own senses or his own motivated desire. The purpose is to have Krishna in the center. For example, if a left hand wants to help directly, you know, give happiness to right hand, is not possible. It is possible through the stomach, that is through the body. So similarly, a man, you know, compared to left hand, and in a woman right hand, has to be served through the body, that is Krishna. Then when Krishna is in the center, then the Varnashram becomes Daivi Varnashram. Because when we use the Varnashram to cultivate pure devotional service and to satisfy Krishna. So Krishna, you know, in Bhagavad Gita 18:45, he says, one who following the qualities of work, he will get perfected. How will you do it? The next verse Krishna says that worshipping and surrendering to Supreme Personality of God, Krishna. So when Krishna, we see that here in practically, then we have different people having different occupation, different walks of life. But they when take Krishna in the center, then actually there is a better bond in relationship. Because there is no sense of exploitation or abuse or, you know, self, you know, centered. Each party, you know, helping each other to advance in Krishna consciousness. This paragraph, maybe. The question may arise that since the practice of Varnashram is a deleterious affair, what will one's duty be if a conflict arises with one's devotional service? The answer is that if one does not maintain and nourish the healthy condition of body, mind, society, and the pursuit of self-realization, how will it be possible to cultivate the higher endeavor, devotional service? If abandoning the Varnashram institution, one act independently, then the demands of body and mind will cause one to become intoxicated with material desire and no sign of devotion will manifest itself. This is from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Varnashram and Vaidhi Bhakti book. So we see here a different ashrama as purpose where one can regulate and also progress in Krishna consciousness. I'll stop here. If you have any correction, comments, question, anyone? Yes, bro. So,
normally
He is asking here, say that husband and wife should be equal in age, character and quality, but we see that the ages are not equal. Is that right, Prabhu? Quality. So the quality is what, you know, the character is developed from qualities. You know, the quality, then behavior, then character, you know, everything. It's a, like a hierarchy. And you obtain that quality by your association. By basically hearing, and you get that. So here, age means, traditionally, you know, Vedic style, a girl is married in the age of 13, 14, when, you know, she's ready. And boys, you know, like little more. And basically, age means like, so they have that, you know, wavelength and chemical bonding. Not big difference, like, you know, like very, and especially, you know, women also very late. So the right time is when, you know, that is determined. Here we see Manu, Swayambhuva Manu. He is actually taking responsibility. But there is one verse which is really important. When Narada Muni is speaking the glories of Kardama to Devahuti. But she is already accepted Kardama in her mind because she got attracted to the qualities. We do see the, you know, horoscope, and, you know, people match their nature to a certain degree. Some person may be outgoing, you know, extrovert, some may be introvert, like so many qualities are there. And of course, we see, you know, the as a process of, you know, if you take Krishna consciousness, then the qualities, actually good qualities, manifest. And the main criteria is the quality and the character and age. So, you know, first we see the quality of a person, like, you know, for example, if most of the arranged marriage, that's what they check. They check how the boy is, how the girl, how she is behaving. They'll ask different people. She is right for marriage now. She is mature enough to handle, you know, family life, because it's a great responsibility. Right, raising a child, you know, taking care of the household activities. Here he says both has to help. It is not one-sided. And similarly for the boy, they check the quality. Is he not able to, you know, manage, get money, run the show? And then quality also, is it taking any intoxicant or, you know, gambling? Or, you know, they check, right? It said, you know, yes, there are people who are investigators, you know, like how we have crime investigation, like that there are people there. They are paid for this. They are paid to check, really, they pay money, so heaps of money, to check the background check, right? In company and all you apply, there is a background check, right? Similarly like that, there are people. Is that the profile what he has sent, or what is, you know, is it matching with his activity? So they'll check that. So they'll also check, and they'll see, okay, this boy is ready. So that's how, you know, they get married. Not by first sight. Yeah. Love at first sight. And divorce at first fight. Is that okay? Are you anything you want to add? There are boards here, I think, I don't know whether in Melbourne, they have Vivaha marriage boards are there. I think in India and all is there here also, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can ask them the procedure. You have some question? Okay, ask. Thank you. It is little difficult to comprehend and consolidate maybe. It takes time for individual to recognize and Shrimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you, Premanande.